Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had something on my card that I don't know what it is. And
okay. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that today. May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
It's 35124.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
35124.
What's your first and last name, please?
It's Deanne Taylor.
You said one, your zip code was 35124, Deanne?
Yes.
Just a moment. You've reached a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different online vendors. I'm trying the phone number that you called in on instead of that zip code because it's not pulling up an account with that zip code. Well, your zip code is not making the account pull up.
Hey. I'm sorry. These dogs are going crazy.
Okay. Let's see. That phone number didn't pull up. How much is the charge, ma'am?
$56.95.
And what's your name? Deanne Taylor?
Yeah, D-E-A-N-N. See if it's under 35043 because I may have not changed that address on that card.
No.
No. Okay, well, I don't know. I mean.
What's the last four of the card, Deanne?
The last four of the card is 4782.
Thank you. And there's no one else in the household besides you? Okay. Do you mind?
I mean, there is. It's my husband. He wouldn't have ordered on my Ulta card.
Oh, okay. Chances are not likely of that. Let me try your first and last name. D-E-A-N-N Taylor?
Yes.
Well, you've actually reached a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for several online vendors. I'm trying to see which one you're affiliated with by locate. Okay, there you go. Okay. You said the charge was $56.95, right?
There's one for $5.74, and there's one for $56.95.
Okay. Right. Okay, verify that shipping address for security purposes on your account, please, Deanne, for me.
240 Creekside Lane. It's in Pelham, 35124.
Okay, thank you very much. Hang on just a minute. My account pool is completely up. Okay, Deanne, it looks like you've been enrolled in a sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid mixer. You paid $5.74 back on 6/22. They charged you 3 days later, $56.95, and that's because when you paid that shipping and handling, Deanne, there was a disclaimer that came up stating that you had 3 days to opt out of this monthly membership. You're enrolled to win the KitchenAid mixer. However, while you're in the sweepstakes, every month they renew your membership or your position in the drawing, and they charge $56.95 because they give you a $125 gift card each month that you're enrolled. And so for this online web store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
Okay, I don't want to be enrolled in that. I mean, I guess I did it out of not knowing what I was doing. So, but I didn't get no $125 gift card.
They should have sent a link to your email, Deanne, telling you how to access it. So if you go back to your emails, and if you think you've deleted it, or it may have gone to your junk mail, I can give you that email support address so you can email them and tell them to resend you the link so you can obtain that gift card. I have you canceled out. They do offer, as a one-time courtesy, a 35% refund to that charge of $56.95.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, give me
I mean, I'll go on there and see if I can
Yes, ma'am. Well, you might want to get a pencil and a piece of paper while I'm processing your refund. I'm going to give you your cancellation number when I come back and that email support address so you can email them and have them resend you the link so you can get that $125 credit voucher. Once I cancel out this account, Deanne, there'll be no more billing to that account. And you will be withdrawn from the list as well as the sweepstakes.
Okay. Well, if you activated that card, wouldn't you, for the $125, wouldn't you opt back in?
No, ma'am, because that's a totally different entity. That's an online web store. All you do is use that credit voucher that you did accrue the credit for being enrolled in this. You enrolled Yeah, so that's something that's due you. That's what they charge you the $56.95 for in exchange for that card. You're not getting a full refund. You're only getting a partial refund, and you did get the card back in June, so you still are warranted that credit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm refunding $19.93 back to MasterCard ending 4782. You should see that money back on your card within 3 to 5 business days. And you're going to receive a refund confirmation email as well, stating that your money has been refunded. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 260-746-399.
Okay, C260-746-399.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Okay, right, and well, the email support address, ma'am, hang on just a moment. If you like it, so you can request that they resend you the link for your credit voucher. And give me just a moment, I need to pull it up.
Hey, Rye, turn that down, babe. She keeps turning up the TV. You have to hold it down. Okay, sorry.
Okay, you can't. I'm sorry. You're fine, ma'am. The email address where you can request that they resend you the link to your for you to get your credit vouchers is. Let's see. You had the. Okay. Support is the first word. All this is all in all lowercase letters. The entire thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Support.
Okay, support, then the next word is the next thing is the at symbol.
Okay.
Next word is the word try, T-R-Y. Next word is instant. Next word is consumer.
Okay.
Next word is deals, D-E-A-L-S, .com.
Okay.
So it's try. Support at tryinstantconsumerdeals.com. Just give them an email, Deanne, letting them know you just need them to resend the link to your credit voucher, and they'll send it to you. They usually respond within 24 to 48 hours from the time that you reach out to them.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Deanne?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a good day and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.